Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
I'm pink about some things, and so is my next guest. I'm pink about having pink weddings. And we have in the studio James Vigas from Equal Love. Hello, James.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm going pretty well. How's it going with the planning for the rally on Saturday?
Look, it's been pretty overwhelming. So in terms of the support. So I think, I suppose it's just sitting back and hopefully they shall come.
Well, I got a little note that I got today knowing one person who's going to be coming, and that's Peter Stokes from the Salt Shakers. He sent round a little note to all his friends saying that he's going to turn up to the Equal Love rallies because he wants to photograph it to prove that not many people turn out and we tell lies about the numbers.
Well, you know, there's some people in the world that want to be slightly relevant, and so if they want to turn up to the demonstration and see for themselves just how overwhelming our movement and support is for same-sex marriage rights, well, you know, that's his choice.
Indeed. Well, he said he's looking for one person in each capital city except Darwin and Melbourne. I guess that means he's going to be doing Melbourne himself, so we'll have to say a hello to him from the podium. With a good digital camera to inconspicuously take wide-angle shots, or better still, from a high point, showing the crowd at each rally after it's begun. If you'd like to help Peter out with this, I've posted his email up on the program blog. That's at currentaffairs.net.au. I've posted up his email, and Peter has very obligingly provided us with his home phone number and his mobile number if you want to give him a call and offer to come and photograph the rally for him. So
I think Peter can also,
that would be nice.
If Peter wants to look at the front page of the Sunday Age on August 2nd, that has a nice big photo of the many thousand people that turned up to that demonstration, then, I think that's pretty a good starting point.
That's pretty telling. And I mean, you know, I'm not going to go sort of drawing grids on photographs and counting heads, but we can always argue about statistics till the cows come home. What have you got lined up for us on the day?
Look, we've got a number of... we've got the usual couple of politicians, Bronwyn Pike, Sue Penichu from the Greens, obviously speaking out for same-sex marriage.
Sorry about that, another Green. Apologise.
Well, look, Bronny's not Green. Maybe she's a bit of a Green thumb. But certainly I think, look, when it comes to same-sex marriage rights, there's such a wide variety of people, regardless of their sort of political background these days, that clearly support it. I think we saw even the first major newspaper have its editorial this week, The Age, saying that equal marriage, indeed, nothing less, would indeed be appropriate. And I think that reflects, I suppose, how far we've come, but in terms of this issue. And it's pretty obvious today that anyone that's got a, you know, even a piece of decency inside them understands that this is blatant homophobia, and that, like what's happening overseas, Australia needs to catch up, and the, you know, Kevin Rudd needs to change the Marriage Act.
Yeah, I find it quite bizarre, the shenanigans he's going through with the ACT, for example. I mean, this is, you know, the ACT have done their damnedest to, shall we say, finesse their legislation so as to get around all the objections everybody's brought up. They've done it three times in a row. And he's still sending in Robert McClelland with the baseball bats. You'd think by now he'd be kind of a bit more blasé about it. I mean, what's he got to lose?
Well, yeah, I suppose Kevin's got a bit of an agenda, and that's one of continuing to... With the homophobic same-sex marriage ban, and anything that seems to resemble marriage seems to be too much for Kevin. And I think that it's a warning to all of us that there's nothing inevitable about, you know, pro-LGBTI reforms. There's nothing inevitable about winning same-sex marriage rights, or indeed any other state-based you know, civil unions that mimic marriage too much. So I think that it should say to everyone that we need to actually, and that's part of our year of action, be as active in our local communities as possible, come together where it's appropriate and continue that pressure through to next year's federal election, because it's pretty clear that he's not moving.
Yeah, because that's the important point about this Saturday, isn't it? It's actually part of a year of action. It's not just a one-off.
Yeah, it's a launching pad that we had such a successful National Day of Action across Australia in August. And so we've decided with today's Senate inquiry and the expected findings of that, unfortunately, will be to ignore the vast majority of what people want, and that's to continue with the Marriage Act that excludes all of us in our community. So Saturday is just to start right up until whenever the federal election gets called next year. And so we want as many people there as possible to join us in that launch and to continue to work with Equal Love and to go back to your community, to your groups. We've got lots of people from regional Victoria coming to Melbourne for the demonstration and launch, and for them to go back with confidence to campaign amongst as many people as possible around actually when you vote next year. When you are engaged in politics, you need to think about same-sex marriage.
Yeah, and it's not just gay people. It's our friends, it's our families, it's our employers, it's our employees, it's our relatives. It's
absolutely.
You know, because without allies, we can't do anything.
Look, Doug, we're not an insignificant community in society, and neither are we a fringe community. We make up a significant section of society and contribute to society in all sorts of ways, in our universities, our schools, various workplaces, right across society. So why should we be discriminated against? And I think lots of people in Australia see this today. They see this is outrageous. Why should my work colleague, or why should my university friend, or whatever sphere, my family, friends, whoever, why should they be treated as second-class citizens? And I think we've seen the support of so many student unions, of trade unions, of, well, obviously even the Victorian section of the Labor Party.
Yeah, we spoke to them earlier on today.
Can say this. And so that's part of our campaign. It's not just a fringe issue. And certainly, and I know that Joy, for example, has lots of listeners who don't identify as LGBTI, but, you know, just like the station and so forth. Well, this is to say that this campaign should involve all those people that actually think that, well, really, should people be treated as second-class citizens because of their sexuality? Mm. If it's a big no, then actually your job is also to say that this is your campaign as well.
Yep. And I think we should also stress that you don't have to want to get married yourself to be in favour of marriage, you know, because nobody's forcing you to get married. It's simply that if they, well, and I'm very partisan on this one, so I don't care. You know, if that option is there for other people, then it should be there for us. I don't like, in fact, what the ACT has done and made their civil unions homosexual only, for example. I think they ought to be open to everybody, and I think marriage ought to be open to everybody. So that everybody should have the same suite of choices.
Yeah, it's about choice. There's nothing compulsory about this. But the fact is that I don't think Kevin Rudd and other people that when John Howard put this marriage ban in place was trying to save people from the institution of marriage. I think really they were trying to send a clear message that if you are LGBTI, you can be discriminated against, you're fair game. And that leads on to social discrimination. I think there's a clear link. When the government can discriminate, that sends a message to other people in society that actually these people can be treated differently. And that's why we need to undermine this same-sex marriage ban and say no. This is the main symbol today of homophobia.
Yeah. And as I've also pointed out earlier on, you know, they have this grabbing push for what they call social inclusion, which doesn't seem to mean much more than the words, actually, from what I can work out. But anyway, you know, so that all the marginalised groups get a fair crack of the whip and they're in on everything. And you go through, they have the whole ministry, Julia Gillard heads it up, there's a huge website, there's all this bureaucracy set up. There's not a mention of GLBTI anywhere in there. We are not to be socially included. And that's just symptomatic, I think, of the way they're thinking, you know. they think these little sops and things they hand out, that their 85 bits of whatnot, are enough. But they don't understand that, as you say, we are actually part of the mainstream.
Exactly. You know? And it's offensive that they see us as possibly bringing in a few tourist dollars with various pride marches or Mardi Gras. They can be at various stages be opportunist in saying that they support equal rights. But actually, there's separate is not equal.
No.
The last time I looked, actually, we've also, and let's not let the state government off the hook here too, that there's still, in a wide range of areas, employment discrimination. So, and so there's a whole series of other laws that are in place.
We've got a lot to do. It's not just about marriage. There's a lot of other things to do as well. Well, thank you, James. Just give us a quick spruik for where and when on Saturday.
Okay, so 1 p.m. At the State Library. If you want to help Equal Love out on the day in terms of being marshals, collecting donations and the like, turn up at 12:30, where there's going to be a big PA system and truck there from that time, actually donated by the construction workers, which is fantastic. And
round of applause there.
Yeah, no, it's good on them. And afterwards at 6 p.m. At Librations Bar on Brunswick Street, we're going to have a bit of an after party, so please come along and join us. But really, the main thing is, regardless of the weather, there might be a few thunderstorms on the day, we need to cause a bit of a storm ourselves. And so, yeah, turn up at 1, and we're going to march through the city and finish up at Treasury Place at the registry office.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Okay, so we start out from the State Library, and away we go from there. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be with you, thanks to my little medical problems, but that I'll be with you in spirit.
We're going to try and make as much noise so you can hear us from your sick bed, I suppose.
Yes.
So good luck. I hope you get better.
All right. Thanks for that. That was James Vigas from Equal Love.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.